Bill, do you see any other opportunities for Maine to basically farm seafood? Are there other things that we can be doing to help us prepare for the, decline in landings in the coming years?
I think there is a huge opportunity for Maine in aquaculture. There's a multiple species can be grown. I think certainly from the shellfish aquaculture standpoint, you actually the environment benefits from farming. The oysters are removing excess nitrogen. They're clarifying the water. They increase biodiversity. And I think if you look at the Maine coast and what things could be grown, you've got to be thinking mussels. We really sort of have taken a back seat to PEI in mussel production and supplying a North American market with high quality mussels, and I think we have an opportunity to take that market over, if we develop mussel farming. There's also a lot going on with kelp and sea vegetables, and the thing that's kind of neat about that is that I noticed in the question and answer that there were a question about what things you can do about ocean acidification. Well, I can envision growing different types of seaweed in conjunction with bivalves, and because one of the things that the seaweed does, it takes out the carbon dioxide out of the water and improves the carbonate chemistry so that the shellfish can make their shells more easily. So there's a lot of polyculture opportunities. So I think it's a really big thing. And I think people are looking at it really hard right now because it's the sustainability of
it. Can Maine lobster be farmed, or is that just a thing that we haven't tried because
it.
we're still in the north?
Actually, yeah, the lobsters have been raised in captivity for sure. I'm not sure. It would be kind of a daunting task to try to do the quantities that are landed in Maine that way, but technically it's feasible. I've mentioned this to other people, and I don't think people take it seriously, but in bivalve aquaculture, a lot of what we did in the early years of my business in our hatchery, we produced different types of shellfish seed that went into restoration programs, and I could see providing habitats that you protect where you actually put larval lobsters out and have the same kind of impact. And one of the things that the advantages that you get, which I alluded to before, is if you're producing these larvae in a hatchery, you're basically trying to produce them and put them in the wild as brood stock, but you can selectively breed them for different traits that might make them survive better under these changing conditions. I know, for example, in oysters, there's work that's been going on that shows they can be selectively bred so they're more resistant to lower pHs.